Yo.
Hey, coming to you live from the spot. You know what I'm talking about?
32
cast. Got the 32 cast in the building.
Yo.
You know what I'm talking about? We're in the spot with my guy, Snipes.
I'm in this hole with Bandito.
You know what I'm saying? My nigga Diego in the back.
Diego B.
Baseball bat under the couch. You know what's going down.
You talking about slave movies.
Yeah.
They're depressing.
They depressing as fuck. It's like, bruh. Like, show me a slave movie where the slave overcame the slave master. I don't want to see none of that old lame ass sell these slaves ass shit. And then, like, what trips me is you got the white people. I would be like, well, that was then. Well, goddamn, keep putting it in my face. Yeah, you're going to remind me of my motherfucking history.
We remind ourselves of our history every day when we look in the goddamn mirror. Yeah. Every day. See, my only thing with these slave, like, the number one slave movie I fucking can't stand is The Color Purple. Two reasons.
That wasn't really a slave movie, though. Yeah. It was most definitely a segregated movie. We'll say... If not slave, we'll just say segregated and all
it,
though.
It was an African-American fucking horror story. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Let's think about it, bro. The dude, mister, he was raping 13-year-old, or however young girls. There's that. Then he kicked the girl out because she didn't want to have sex with him. That's another one. Then, fast forward, Oprah gets knocked out by a white dude and gets sent to jail. Then she come back, she don't even talk, she's no longer herself. But I will say, there is some funny moments in Color Purple. Like, we can laugh at that shit too. So I guess it's not as bad, cause I'm sorry, but when she bust through that corner, it was like, you told Harpo to be me. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you a fucked up movie that I just watched. I was just telling you about, called Jasper, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a chance, bro, watch that hoe. It's kind of, in a way, it's kind of depressing. It's fucked up, but that movie will bring out so many emotions in you. And I'm speaking for me personally, because watching that hoe, I got sad. Watching that hoe, I felt empathy, also sympathy.
Did you get a little angry?
Oh, I got pissed.
Yeah?
Ooh. I was angry.
Yeah.
If you ever see me watching a movie, bro, and I'm sitting there and you see me just bawling my fist, bro, I want to punch the nigga
Marcos.
I want to punch the nigga that's causing that person harm. But anyways, yeah, so... Let me crack this door here real quick. So anyways, that whole based on a true story. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's true events.
Yeah.
So I tell you, part of that movie in Jasper, Texas ain't too far from Dallas, by the way. Part of the movie the main focus on the movie was Jasper is a small town, slightly racist, but they got a black mayor. You know what I'm saying?
So
but they still got racist people, you know what I'm saying? Still racist down there.
Yeah.
And the premise of the movie was a black guy getting drugged by a truck.
Oh, I think I seen this movie. They dragged him, and like his face was so unrecognizable.
That might be Emmett Till.
It's not that.
This nigga head and his shoulder was missing off his body.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no, I see that.
Like, and the fucked up part about it, bro, they showed in the court because they caught the guys who did it, but in the court, bro, like, bro, you can they show the pictures of his body. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's the part where you get angry at.
Yeah.
Cause the white boy sitting in court smiling, smirking. You know, wrote all type of letters.
It's back then, so you can't react how you would wanna react now.
Nigga, the sheriff getting threats, talking about you a race traitor. You better let these boys off if they get convicted. Ooh. You don't know what's going to happen to you. The mayor, he black, so, you know, he getting
it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? You should check out Mississippi Burning.
Mississippi Burning. That's I was meaning to watch that.
Bro, that's one of my personal favorites. My grandpa showed me that. It's like, it's a black dude. Two black dudes, I, or it's either three or four. Ku Klux Klan catch them and kill them. Because they were on their way to, I want to say, either it was the Freedom or Freedom March or a protest. It was something like that, but they were, like, kind of important. So they, and I might be getting it a little wrong.
Cause nah, you're talking wrong. About when them niggas got jammed up by the laws, let them out.
Nah. Nah, they get, it's some police involved, but they were crooked.
Yeah. All right, so I didn't watch the movie. But I know the story. I seen a documentary on the shit.
Okay, so we kind of... Yeah, same thing.
The dudes, three dudes. Two black, one... No, it was two white, one black. One
black, yeah.
Alright, then they was, like, doing a video, shooting photography. They was doing some shit like that. They was going somewhere.
Was they getting followed out of nowhere?
They got jammed up by the laws. They got took to the station. And the police officer let them go. So when the police officer let them go, there was some Ku Klux Klan members following them. Like, as soon as they hopped in that car, they followed them. And they beat him up and shot the black dude a couple times. And they shot the white boy. Yeah, but I know it. I just watched the documentary.
And it might be that, because I remember.
It started from that.
It might be how that
And is. One of the white guys' name was Pastor.
It might be because you know who played the cop that goes to help him is the dude that was in Mr. Osborne in Spider-Man, the very first Spider-Man movie they made, the Green Goblin. Yeah. He's in it, and he plays the cop that's trying to take all them niggas down. I forgot the other white dude that's in it. And there's some other dudes in there too. I forgot that movie's real good. Like. That kind of showed me that, damn, all white people wasn't fucked up back then. Because when people would tell me about, like, my granny and stuff, granny and grandpa, they'd tell me about, like, slavery. Not slavery, but, like, when they had to wake up early for cotton and shit like that. Tell me that shit would rub me the wrong way. Because, you know, as young youth to where we got some sort of freedom and, you know, we got the ability to do certain shit, like, we can easily say we ain't going for that shit. Mm-hmm. They literally couldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Without any ramifications.
But, yeah, so it's like, that kind of rubs me the wrong way. But, like, seeing that, so, like, I automatically, not saying that I was racist, but, like, I was always hesitant around white people. Because of that, like, learning that as a young age and seeing what I would see coming up.
I will say, because I say it openly, like you say, I'm not racist, but everybody has their own prejudice, but I don't trust white people until I get to know them. And it's only because of the history that I've been shown. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I can just vaguely remember seeing pictures of black people being hung when I was young nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I hear just like Diego say, just hearing stories of old veterans
getting their shit.
Nah, not even old white veterans getting caught with like chests and shit with black people, left hands, right hands, and they dicks and all type of shit. Like, what type of sick ass shit is that? Like
they
fucking weirdos, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, shit like that. Like, and I only heard about it. Trust me, I know other races did it. I know other countries did it. Spain, you know what I'm saying? Even either Africans did other Africans like that. But yeah. I'm from America. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is American history. And I see it today, not physical lynching, but lynching of a nigga financial capabilities or, you know what I'm saying?
It's hard for African Americans to get along. Yeah, bro,
I promise you, bro, if you ain't on your grind, bro, like, these white people are just like, they're not all white people are bad, but
there are some.
There are most. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? So, but, like, if they see you on it, they gonna hit you, but then some, they see you on it, they gonna try to stop you. They gonna block all this shit.
Try to block your blessing.
That shit's stupid.
It really is. It's too much money for everybody to act like that. is entirely too much. So I don't even get that premise. But honestly, when I think about it more and more, I don't think, I think it's more of they're threatened by us. You see, we had Obama as a president. Imagine a black man invents something that changes the world. Now what?
They have,
what do you mean, a black man?
Like,
imagine a black man invent something that like they just, give him credit for?
Yeah, like, no, just, right. You have no,
you know, Brian Allen won his case?
Yeah.
I just seen it today.
Congratulations.
But I didn't read too much into it, so I can't really speak much on it, really? But I know he won.
That's what's up. Congratulations to Byron Allen, man. Hell yeah. Time we winning. I know y'all Cowboys ain't. I'm sorry.
What about the Cowboys?
Huh? You're not talking about football. This is a serious podcast, Diego.
Nah, nigga. I'm a Cowboy.
Hey, wait. In Texas, football is politics. Fuck you, man.
That is true. Look closer to you, man. What you talking about?
Look, oh, shit. They lost, too.
I was sitting here watching the fucking game, bro.
Oh, speaking of football, did you see what they said about Patrick Mahomes? He supported George Zimmerman.
Back in the day, he just recently said that too.
What? He just defended George Zimmerman?
Recently.
What?
Yeah, he said some shit back in the day. But he said some shit like a couple of days ago.
Cause you know how I share shit. That's what brought it up. Go back and read it and shit.
Yeah, like, but he said something recently. He was like, he feel like George Zimmerman is innocent.
You know he half white, so that's his white side talking.
Man, he got a white girl or whatever.
That's
he feel like.
That's what? Johnston talking.
He said, "Was nobody there to witness the crime?" So we don't know what truly happened. So I feel like he's innocent. We don't know what happened.
Counsel this nigga. That's why they put Peyton Manning on the cover of my Madden 20. They just knew I was gonna be pissed. They just knew. See, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a railroad, didn't he?
Yeah. Counsel. They say get rid of council culture. I say keep it. That shit.
Council culture.
Yeah, that shit got
started. I don't really know, like, nigga, shit. You ain't got a counsel and shit. Just don't pay them no mind.
Yeah, that's why I said y'all counsel Kaepernick. No, motherfucker. Let's counsel him, too. We gotta keep that same energy, man, on the cool. Like, imagine if we counseled Elvis Presley, like, we try to counsel Michael Jackson and R. Kelly and Cosby and shit.
Fuck R. Kelly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with him. With you on that. Fuck R. Kelly. Then, hold on, do you think MJ did it?
Who, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
He did, it don't even matter.
Like, deep down, do you think he did?
He got proven, he was proven innocent, so.
Like, I'm talking about, like, I really don't think
he did it. I don't think he did it.
Like, I really don't think he did
it. That little boy said he didn't do it and come back and say he did it.
Because they doing that Save It. Didn't they do a Saving Neverland or Forgiving Neverland on him too? See, that's what I'm saying. Why y'all trying to kill that man's legacy? This dude's already dead. Let that shit die. So, if we're going to do that, go do the shit with Elvis. I feel like that's...
Fuck Elvis. Excuse me, white people. I know that's y'all dude. I ain't ever grow up with baby. I was watching this little thing on... Hey, it was one of them little sport channels on Facebook, and they were asking these LSU and Clemson players to go back in the 90s. You know, most of the young niggas was born in 98, 99, 2000. You know what I'm saying? So they were showing them pictures of Nas, Britney Spears, and these young niggas was like, I don't know who that is. They didn't even know who Nas was. Only one of them did.
Well, I can't blame him, though. Age well in hip hop.
That nigga like 50 out here.
No, I'm talking about musically.
What?
He didn't. When the last time you heard, hey, my nigga, throw on the Illmatic, my nigga? Never.
I've never listened to a Full of Nas song. Oh, except that one.
Beats.
I rule the world.
Yeah, all the time I really listen to Nas is when that nigga just so happened to be on the 2K soundtrack. Oh, shit, man.
On the 2K, yeah.
That's probably the only New York rapper I would listen to.
Yeah. I fuck with DMX.
Huh? No, I'm partying. No, you good.
Yeah, I fuck with 50 Cent.
Yeah,
50. Fuck with Phil.
I fuck with
Jewel sometimes. It's 50. Yeah, Jewel. AKA Ferrari F50.
New York wise, I fuck with 50. Ja Rule, believe it or not. If you go.
Ja Rule went hard, bro.
Ja Rule got some. If you get past that.
Ja Rule was the first singing nigga.
He was the first Drake. And if you get past that. And I know you getting moved. All that bullshit. He got some, but I fuck with that because I fuck with Bobby Brown. But if you get past that, Ja Rule got some shit where he actually spitting. So that's why I can fuck with Ja Rule.
I fuck with Ja. DMX, my guy though.
DMX, yeah. DMX hard. Method Man, I fuck with Wu-Tang Clan. I was listening to some of their music. It was.
Nigga, that show was hard.
I wish I didn't never just seen that show.
I never sat down and watched it either.
That show.
Yeah, oh, they had some how they came up.
Oh yeah,
they got a Wu-Tang series.
They're on Hulu.
Yeah,
yeah.
They got like season that, one.
Cause I was waiting for that shit to just finish.
Yeah,
like, that just finish.
Cause I don't like
nigga. They got Dave East and his Method Man.
Oh, I know he bodied that. I heard Joe Budden and him talking about that on that. But I was waiting for that shit to be over. Cause I don't like sitting there.
Bro, did y'all see that shit Charlamagne gave DJ Envy?
Oh, his booty. He gave him some booty and balls.
That shit weird as fuck, bro.
I don't understand it, man.
Hey, man, I don't know.
I don't, look, this is, I can't explain. I don't know. Like, damn, my business. That's just Charlamagne being him.
That nigga weird. That's my guy, though. He's a hell of a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
But.
Like, yeah, I fuck with Charlamagne. Like, Charlamagne was kind of him and Joe listening. Really, it was him. Before Joe Budden, too. It was him. Like, the way he would speak and how he would just talk about growth, evolution, and change, and it's like, you know what? I really shouldn't be giving a fuck.
Bro, I've been listening to Charlamagne for damn near 10 years, bro.
The first time I listened to Charlamagne ever, it was been a decade.
I was in high school when I first got onto the Breakfast Club.
I'm trying to see the first interview I heard, the first Charlamagne interview. Because I missed the Ray J wave. When he was like, Envy, are we live? I missed that shit.
I was on there.
I want to say somebody showed me some shit he said. It was when he was dark. I know, it sounds fucked up, but Mindless Behavior was on there, and that nigga was saying that. I was like, what the fuck? And then he said some shit about Wayne, and I was just like, whoa, who is this nigga? Then I started paying attention, and I was like, I would listen to what he'd say, and then I would actually pay attention to what he would be saying to see if it was some truth in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, if you actually just look, he actually kind of, it's some truth in some of the shit he'd be saying. You know what I'm saying? And then the way he would, you can tell he's from the hood, obviously. But the way he can articulate, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing that I fuck with. So I was like, damn, that nigga can do it.
Bro, I seen an interview with this nigga had grill in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, DJ Vlad? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Charlamagne, don't even look right now. This ain't Charlamagne.
We'll take that shit out your mouth, boy.
But it's crazy that to see his evolution. Like, then to see Joe Budden evolution, too, that shit trips me out, too. Nigga went from Puff It Up to the number one podcast.
I fuck with Joe Budden, but
I fuck with his podcast.
He comes off as a dick sometimes. But I guess that's
his energy, bro.
I guess that's just how he want
to
be.
No, it's not like, it's like he, like, when it comes to rap, he like so passionate about it.
I don't know him personally, so I don't know.
I don't know him personally either, but this is just like what I see from watching. Like, it's like, you know how somebody just passionate, but it kind of rubs people the wrong way?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, initially, you might not fuck with it.
But, like, if he can get his job done, why not?
Yeah. But his time's on the pot, and he does it different.
One person I love to see his growth is Kevin Gates, bro. I watched that nigga. I've been listening to Gates for a long time. And that nigga started off as a just like a straight gangster. Like, now he kind of what you say, withdrawn. You know what I'm saying? You can see the growth in him, you know what I'm saying? That nigga all about energy and health and all that shit. But he's still a gangster, but you know, he switched it up. You know what I'm saying? And they like give niggas like me hope. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause like I don't just live through that nigga music or no shit like that. But sometimes he say shit that I feel.
You relate to in a way.
You know what I'm saying? So like even just watching him do that shit, like nigga go to the gym and eat right, and you know what I'm saying? And talk about how shit that even impacted his sex game and shit. I ain't gonna lie, that make me. You know what I'm saying? Increase my stamina. You know what I'm talking about? Cause I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't like.
Hey, when that LA Fitness open up, they gonna have a court. I say we hit that.
It's an LA Fitness where?
Where they by Wynwood?
Yeah.
It's gonna be if they have a court, we has to go, bro.
I'm
trying to get buckets
in store. Oh yeah, we gonna most definitely hit the hoops. You know, I was thinking about hooping the other day, but it's just been cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I do want to go hoop.
Nah, never again am I hooping outdoor. That nigga done broke his arm outside. I'm good. Boy, I'm finna just hoop indoor, nigga. I'm finna come down there.
Shit, what's wrong with hooping outside?
Huh?
What's wrong with hooping outside?
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I could never. Never again.
How you break your arm, bro?
Never, bro. Bro, thank you outside on concrete, bro. So when you land on some shit, bro, it's a little different than landing on a hardwood.
Oh, I know exactly. That's how I got this shit. This and it was scratched on my arm. I was coming down. I was trying to get the rebound. My nigga BP came and tried to snatch that hoe. And when he snatched that hoe, I fell on that nigga. But when I fell on him, I hit my arm and my shoulder. Like, we both fell hard in the bitch. But shit, nigga, we both got up.
Nah, nigga. I'll tell you how I broke my arm.
The nigga kind of fell on me on the cool.
Let me tell you exactly how I broke my arm, bro. We were playing basketball at this court up the street, matter of fact. Nigga. I forgot who. Who was it? My God, that's sorry, motherfucker. This nigga lost the ball. Turned over. I was like, God damn, Mike. So I'm running. Back then, I was super athletic. So, buddy was a little tall. Taller like your height, actually. And he was going up, like, for the ball. So I jumped all the way up to pin his shit. And, like, I tried to do a little extra. Cause I was already like a little aggravated. Cause I was like, them niggas is sorry. Ain't no way we should be losing. So I'm finna do some like clean ass shit. And it backfired. It's like one of those when keeping it real moments goes wrong. So this nigga did like, he really did some fuck shit. He ducked all the way down like this. And so when I go up, I'm like this. So somehow like, I'm like, high and you can say this is the rim, and like somehow I'm like way up in the air like this. Like I don't know how the hell I got like this, but somehow my arms go from this, and I'm like, if I don't do nothing, I'm hitting my head and I'm out of there. So I do like this, and this shit breaks. Like my bone don't come out or nothing, but it's like up. It's like wanna come out my But really I fucked this wrist up too. So really I fucked up both of my hands. So I was like all types of fucked up. And even with that, like I got up and I was like, nah, I'll be back tomorrow, my dumb ass. wrong. Hell no.
Nigga. Did you have a full arm cast or just a...
Oh, nigga. Yeah. My cast was so stupid. It was like this. Like, at first, I was like this, and I couldn't do shit at all. So I was like that for a good month. Like, I had completely broke my arm. Like, it snapped. Mm. And when it goes like that, it was like that for 2 months. And then afterwards, it went like to this for like a good 3 months. Mm. So after it being like this for so long, I had my surgery and shit. That's when it was finally like this. And I was able to do some shit. And that was physical therapy. So this shit got nuts, bolts, screws, all plates, like all sorts of metal shit.
You,
like,
not only did you break your shit, you cracked it, you fractured shattered it, shattered
shit.
It.
You yeah. shattered your shit.
Yeah, because like...
I broke it, fractured it.
Like, I broke this hand, and I fractured it at the same time.
Oof.
But they didn't really do shit. They just like, it was like a hairline fracture. I guess they pinned my bone together with the cast or whatever.
Oh, man.
Nigga, I had a cast on for like 6 months.
Oh, man. Bro, after I broke my shit, I was like, and I broke the bottom of my foot.
I broke my foot before.
Bro. I don't know, but
I had a...
Something like
how you break the bottom of your shit though?
I don't know. I think really what happened, a desk at Faith Family hit, landed on my foot. Yeah, and I was
and
like,
all the pressure went straight to the bottom.
And they're like, yeah. So now I like rub it out like that with a bottle, and it like strengthens it. So it's good, but it's just like now like I need to exercise more, more, more. So it's like it's just too cold. Like that's why I'm waiting for this LA Fitness to open up.
Can I ask the question?
What?
Why don't y'all work out?
Who? In general?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just cold, and
I lift weights sometimes.
And I just need to be
I need to do is go run. I lift weights.
Like I need to be more mobile to get to like once that LA's open, I'm there. But it needs to be a suitable gym.
I just need to run.
Like, I need a core.
I still don't think I haven't been doing lifting weights. I do my calisthenics. But.
Now, shit. Nigga, walk if you got to.
I'm talking about push ups.
You talking about that?
Push-ups?
Yeah.
I do push ups.
Push ups, yeah.
I do push ups.
Yeah, we all
one,
do push ups.
One, two. My nigga, one, two.
Nah, no, but only reason I say that, bro, because if you think about it, bro, we getting older.
Facts.
And, you know, the more we sit on our bodies and don't tune it, you know, it'll be harder as we get older.
Yeah, and I want to be that big. Yeah, yeah. I want to play with my kids because it's like now that I don't got
me. When was the last time you ran full speed and then ran out of breath?
Nigga, back in the day, nigga, I tried that the other day. I got mad at myself. I said, "Ooh, nigga, you stupid. Shut dumbass down."
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, bro. Like, to me, yeah, I want to look good in the bitch. Don't get me wrong. But I'm small. I'm small as fuck. Don't get me wrong. If I want to gain weight. Bro, but
you tall. You got a chance. Regardless.
Well, look.
Nigga, I'm short.
Well, look. Yeah, nigga do want to look good. But, like, the working out part is just for the health benefits.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Health is wealth.
Because, like, I'm not there yet, but I'm almost in my 30s, and I ain't gonna lie. I wanna be able to lift this couch with no problems. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be able to run down these stairs with no problems. You know what I'm saying? God, don't get me wrong. I have broken some bones, so you know, in some places in my body, I might. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we can lift
keep
it,
doing it.
You know what I'm saying? But eventually, our bodies will deteriorate if we ain't working on them bitches. You know what I'm saying? You the same niggas that done worked out and then just stopped. Kenny.
Off.
Not saying Kenny, just using Kenny for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure Kenny could lose all that because about a year or two ago, he was in shape. So, you know, we have muscle memory. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I don't know. I just see it for the health benefit.
I feel like, all right, how about this? Right now, at this moment, we all make a oath
mm-hmm.
to lose weight. When that LA open, we all got to hit that hub. Same time.
We probably can't go at the same time because everybody's schedule might be different.
Yeah, but
a nigga can't make that a commitment to go to the gym. Like this morning, I seen this nigga walk to work. I could have asked him to take me to work, but I choose to walk to that hoe, you know what I'm saying?
Well, your brace off.
Why?
Look, it's too early to walk.
That's the point, look. Bro, that's the point. I enjoy waking up. I wake up 2 hours earlier than what I have to be at work, bro.
So what time you wake up in general?
Like at 5. 5:30.
I wake up at 5:15.
I mean, by
5:30.
You didn't ask me, though.
I could have, but like I didn't want to. The point was like, nigga,
you wanted to do it for yourself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I want to walk to work. You know what I'm saying? Cause I left 30 minutes earlier than when I was supposed to leave.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I walked to the store, bought me because I knew I needed to walk to the store and get a pack of cigarettes. You know, so I wasn't tripping on walking. Like when Tyler called me, he was like, damn, nigga, why you walking? Cause I was on the phone with him. He was sitting in front of the door, about to knock on the door. He was like, oh, yeah, where you at? I was like, oh, yeah, shit, I'm walking. Man, I said, he was about to. He didn't get the knock on the door. And I was like, shit, I'm walking for this shit. I'm about to turn on Cocker Hill from Illinois right now. He was like, you walking? The whole time I was on the phone with him, I never said nothing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, bitch, I'm going to pull up right now. I was like, oh, shit, all right. Yeah, so I wasn't tricked. Like, I don't know, bro. I even said that when I get a car, I'll probably even walk to that bitch just because it's right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cost effective.
Bro, when I had my truck, bro, I used to walk to the store all the time. I never just drove to that bitch. Unless it was raining like this or some shit.
I
always walk to the store.
When I had mine, I drove still. Bro, it's not even that. It's just like, look, I don't. You know, when I walk.
And then it's also to keep myself humble, too.
Yeah, that's true. That walk does make you humble.
It keep me humble. Because it just to remind me where I'm at right now and where I want to be. And it's not also always fitness. It's just, it's a me thing. You know, it's a something I have to do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I would still ride the train. Like, for some reason, the train for me, it's a good.
I would go in downtown.
It's a good.
I leave my car parked if I got to go downtown.
You know.
Yeah.
You need that.
Pay for no stupid ass parking.
Like, you need that. I feel like when you come in off of work, you need that time to come down.
What if you want to just go straight home?
It depends on you. Like, you know, if you want to drive, then if that's how you can decompress from work, then that might help you, like, but for me, like, that train ride, because, like, the bus, a period, it's like, it takes a while anyway. So by then, I've already, whatever stupid shit just got on my nerves at work, I done already just, by the time I done hit the door, it's like, I'm home, where's my wife, she is still at work, cool, I'm finna just relax. See what everybody doing. I done already just forgot what happened. Like, jump in the shower. Fuck it, I'll jump on the game, whatever, you know. Let me prep for the pod. Just do some, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just helps, you know. It clears my mind, you know. That's what I mean, basically.
Yeah. You know, give you time just to think.
Yeah. Reflect on what you can do better, strategize, all that shit. That's how I see it. You know?
I don't know, but I feel like the 27 club is where it's at. Or getting close to the 30 is where it's at, bro. Because I enjoy my growth.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, I'll be amazed with myself sometimes about some of the shit that I think, like damn, bro. If I ever was to put myself in a box and like, damn, ever tell myself, damn, I can't do that because of this, then I'd be like all the way fucked. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I still put myself in a box for certain shit. I'm not perfect by far at all. You know what I'm saying? But I tell myself every day I'm fucking great. And so I do great shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
I produce. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Cause that, fuck that box, bro. Like, for real.
A white man, and yes, he's a white man. Eddie Dean, one of my old mentors. I always used to tell me, bro, you are the creator of your own magic show. Or you are the director of your own movie. So he used to basically say, never limit yourself. Don't never put a wild look in front of yourself. Say, oh, I feel like I can't do this because I'm too small. But shit, find another way around it. You know what I'm saying? I was always told to find another way. This way don't work. Find another way. So, I don't know.
Ah, that's smart. Because think about it. How many failed dreams and we see because it fails the moment you say I can't. You know what I'm saying? Imagine how many dope ass ideas we'll never hear because niggas think I don't know. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always tell my wife or just anybody I just fuck with, like, never limit yourself. Fuck that. Like, because I used to limit myself a lot. Like, I just was like, nah, fuck all that. This and that. And, like, I used to be my own worst enemy type shit. But, bro, once I started separating myself and just getting to self, and it's like, and I ain't done, but it's just like more shit that I've seen and just figured out by myself. It's just like, alright, I can do shit. I'm actually an intelligent person. I actually, like, I don't like to read like most. Like, I read different. Like, audiobooks is probably the best thing for me. Or, like, the way I interpret knowledge is the better way I see is, like, I'll go research shit. Like, I like documentaries, like, low-key. Like, have y'all seen, an animal documentary and seen how they hunt, bro? Shit is crazy. Shit is weird. Not weird.
I was just watching something earlier.
Weird wild.
It was, I think it's called the Branded Jumping Spider. And it has, this spider has, like, they say it's the smartest spider alive. Because its hunting tactics aren't the same. It'll see its prey, figure out, oh, well, if I can't do it this way,
do it the other
way. I'm going to go down this way. Oh, this animal make this certain sound. Let me get this leaf real quick. I'm going to rattle that bitch. Make this animal, make it kind of sound like what this animal sound like. Oh, it's a spider over here. Oh, let me fuck with his web real quick. Make him think of some food over here. I'm going to get his ass. Like, I was just watching this shit not too long ago. So, yeah, the animals are fucking crazy.
Yeah, man.
Wolves.
Imagine if them niggas actually would attack us. Like, they got smart. Like, it's a show on Netflix called Zoo.
They got tactics. Yeah. We got tactics, too.
Yeah.
We do, but
spider ain't shit when I step on his ass.
if it was a team of spiders.
Oh, no, I ain't fucking with it.
What?
Great.
This nigga. That might not work on all of them, bro.
Nigga, roaches live through that shit now. Spider gonna
catch most of them.
It is.
It's gonna stop them at least.
Nigga, you gonna
listen. If all the spiders wanted to attack us, we'll be done for.
Oh, God.
We'll be done for.
Snakes, too.
Yeah.
And that movie,
I don't know, bro. We could probably avoid the snakes.
No, let me tell you why. Added them anacondas, the black mambas.
We can spray them all down. Anacondas don't move that fast.
Facts, but when they get you, they gonna get you.
Yeah, but shit,
they
don't let them get
you. Life out you.
Get away. And they that's what you do.
Like, you get away. But
the you gotta watch out for the taipans and the black mambas, and the fast snakes and the vipers. And
it's
you gotta,
a lot of shit.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch out for them.
Now, don't go in the ocean because I ain't fucking with no sharks. That's why I don't believe in beaches. Y'all fucked me up for life.
Just stay out the ocean.
Like, no. Like, dude.
No.
I was minding, like, I was sitting there watching Jaws, just minding my business, looking. And I know Jaws, like, how they made it was fake. But actually going to watch shark documentaries, when them motherfuckers, like, come up, like, the force they bite down with, nigga. If a shark
breaks some shit.
Yeah, bro. If a shark want to, he can fuck your world up. So that's why I
honestly
like,
don't think a shark has the strongest bite force.
Who you think will get a prop?
I don't know, bro. I don't think it's a shark, bro.
Man, that bite force.
It might be, bro. I might be wrong. But you know, most sharks don't attack people. They won't.
They think they like. What's that little thing? Eagles and shit? Well, that's what scientists say, but I ain't buying that shit.
A jaguar.
Jaguar?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, like, as I read it, I was like, alright. Like, I didn't know I had such a disdain for George Zimmerman like I did. Like, I seen an article that said Boosie, like, kicked his ass, but Boosie said, I've never met this dude. That's
leave me alone.
they trying to lock up Boosie. Like, leave that nigga alone, man.
Leave me alone.
That we need him free. We need him free. Stop fucking with people. Stop lying and spreading rumors. That's how Chingy lost his career. They blamed him for being a tranny fucker. He was out of there. Exactly how he liked Sidney Star.
He lost his career before that.
Well, yeah, true. Right There wasn't all that. That wasn't my cup of tea.
Now, Right There was his hit, though.
Yeah, that shit was booty.
But he blew up.
Yeah, because chicks liked it, and he was light-skinned.
And that little dance he had with the hell?
Oh, my Lord. After Holiday Inn,
don't remind
me. That shit was downhill.
We were chilling at the Holiday Inn.
No.
Once he put that out, it was downhill from there.
Bro, did you see the new Chingy song he dropped earlier?
Huh?
Last year, Chingy dropped a new song.
I think I seen the video. Yeah. And it was like, what the fuck?
This can't be, bro.
This is not how you be a rapper.
I'm sorry, Chingy.
I
respect the fact he got there, like his grind and how he got his deal, but Jesus, some things just shouldn't be brought back out.
I was wrong about that Bite Force thing, y'all.
What? Who got it?
A now crocodile.
I can see that.
Well, I don't even see a shark on this list, so I'm not believing it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, put some respect on the shark's name.
You hear me?
That's that great white. Hey, did you know there was a shark called the Megalodon?
Mm-hmm.
A real shark? When I seen that, I said, Jesus Christ.
You just see the movie?
All right.
Okay, a shark is on the list. Shark number 6.
Yeah, I seen that one.
But it's a bull shark.
Yeah, I've heard those.
One of the most dangerous sharks.
Yeah, those ain't nice.
You ever played Grand Theft Auto 5?
Which one is that one? Nico Bellic.
Yeah, and they had Brucey on that hoe. And Brucey.
I really
always wanted that testosterone.
Nico Bellic, my nigga.
Bro, that came right after San Andreas. That's why.
No,
that's
it didn't come right after. They had GTA Chinatown. They had GTA.
So they didn't play that one.
Yeah, them the ones that went on the PSP and PS. Yeah. But, now. I like GTA 4, bro. GTA 4 was alright, bro.
And San Andreas, like, it came right after San Andreas. It's like, you gotta top
Nah, this. GTA 3 came after San Andreas, didn't it? San Andreas came after.
Yeah. It was GTA 3, then Vice City, then San Andreas. See, like it was Vice City, it was like, damn, the hoe clean. Then San Andreas, like, damn, this hoe, like, damn.
The
hoe
lit.
Like, and then remember when that hoe dropped, Def Jam Fight for New York was out and shit.
Then they came out with Saints Row a little bit after that.
Nigga Streets 2 and then football.
I remember watching And1 as a child, man.
Boy. Oh my God. I would not guard the niggas on the court. No. I'm not finna be on your mixtape. You're not finna make me fall.
I'm gonna have to sleep your shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, I second that note shit.
You're gonna have to punch you in your noggin one or twice.
Bow you in your motherfucking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about picking up jiu-jitsu, bro. Like, yeah. once I get my wheels, once I buy my whip, bro, I'm thinking about, I don't know, it's either that or boxing, bro.
I think I'm gonna pick up boxing. Once I start rolling, that's the first thing I'm gonna do, that and the gym membership.
Cause I wanna do something to, just get to my keep myself, just keep myself in shape, you know what I'm saying? Cause I smoke a lot of cigarettes, bro. Yeah.
I smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, the weed too. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I seen Wiz Khalifa do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, I'm thinking jiu-jitsu, because that's like a superpower in a way. And it's like you can damn near defend yourself from anything. And me,
this nigga finna be motherfucking Anderson Silva in this bitch.
Yeah, look, bro, I don't want to harm nobody, bro. Even right now, today, I don't want to cause no physical harm. It's probably one person on this planet that deserves my hands, but you know what I'm saying? Like, other than that,
I'm finna call you Danny Glover. Lethal weapon, nigga.
Lethal weapon, nigga. That's what you're trying to do. I want to keep to myself, but at the same time, I want you to know,
I'ma fuck you
if you come at me, I'm giving you full force. And I've learned to control my temper in a way, you know?
I pray before I just get real mad. I just start praying.
No, I probably won't even say shit. I just shut down and calm myself down. Mm-hmm. But like, if a motherfucker keep picking at me, oh, it's up. It's up. But like, other than that, like, so I feel like in the situation, like, it's been situations where I was out, and I feel like I would have responded how I wanted to had I not been equipped how I was, you know? Because me and Kenfolk was finna knock this motherfucker out. But, you know, I was packing in a place that I wasn't supposed to be. So, you know, if we would have had any physical altercation,
that would have been a whole other situation.
It would have went to more than simple battery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't willing to take that charge. Yeah.
So see, you gotta walk away.
I feel like I got a good restraint. You know, some shit don't warrant my full anger.
Yeah, some shit, like, I just ignore. You know, like, peace is, like, what I'm just loving. So it's like some shit I just, whatever. Like, I fuck with what I fuck with. And I just leave the bullshit over there. Like, if the moment I, like, even feel myself finna get mad, I just, I need to get over here. I pray a little bit.
Leave the shit alone.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even, it's just not even worth it. Like, because I used to be, like, just angry. Like, I used to just be mad. Like, I would go to school, literally be on one. I'd just wake up, be on one.
Shit, that was every day in high school. Like,
bro, like, I don't know what it was. Like, well, I had a lot of shit going on back then, so.
Probably a couple.
There's a lot of shit going on. Niggas just be on one. Like, for no reason. So, like, no.
Maybe I'll punch somebody for no reason.
Well, I caused myself to get into a fight for no reason. I didn't just steal off on that nigga for no reason. So if anybody said that, they're a fucking lie. Just putting that notion out there.
What, just punch somebody for no reason?
Yeah, I have not did that. I've always had a reason, but it's just like, everything I've done has always been for a reason. It's never not been a reason. I just didn't broadcast what that reason is.
Right.
Like, I've never been that type of dude to just go tell, why some shit happened. Like, say me and somebody get into it. You're not going to hear why we got into it from me. It's going to be his version all the time. Like, I always live by just moving silence. Like, I don't.
You don't mind nobody else controlling the narrative?
Yeah. What I will check. It's like when you try to get on my personality, like me as a person, that I will check. Anything else, like, all right, you can care, well, you can say whatever you want about your story. Like, I know the truth. Like, you know the truth. You just really just talking like I don't really care. And then like it'd be pointless. Like I'll just let you get your side out. Say what you say, all the bullshit you gonna say. Like just go ahead. Go ahead.
Still gonna pop up, pop out. I ain't going nowhere.
Like when we like the moment we see eye to eye. And what it's gonna be is it's gonna be like you can talk and say what you wanna say, you know. Like I don't see the point of just going back and forth. Certain people that I hang with back in the day, they would like how we would move is like the same. They would like just let you talk. They would peep shit out. Like, all right, bro. And so it was like they would tell me, like, bro, don't even pop off like that. It was just peep this out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. So I guess that's where I kind of got that shit from. But, like, even then, I always be observant. I never just been, like, the type of person to just, you know, open, you know. It's mm-hmm. like, sometimes you just got scout shit. Because running in, get your head popped off.
That's like me, bro. I'm not secretive, but, like, I don't know.
Move in silence.
If you ask me, I'll tell you. But if you don't ask me, I'll probably.
Yeah. That's straightforward.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just how I am, bro. It's like, it ain't even really be on no. Like, where I can have some exciting ass news, bro, and I just keep it to myself. And it's like, that's just how I am, bro. I don't know why. It's just.
I tell people that, like, I feel it's in my circle. Like,
yeah, no, I tell, like, you know, people be well aware.
Like,
most of the time.
You know, a lot of people don't know I'm married.
I mean, shit.
like, for real. A lot of people, like, y'all knew, like,
one thing I did
a
know,
few other people know.
My cousin got married not too long ago, and I don't never see him with his wife no more. Who? I'm not gonna say who right now. We recording. But
allegedly is the word of the podcast that we use. So we allegedly.
So that shit throw me out. I be wanna ask, but I'm a mind my business ass nigga. If it don't come up.
Is that my water? Bro, I was like, damn, I'm thirsty. Who water is that? Nigga, this weekend, I'm gonna order some pizza and watch Ninja Turtles on Netflix.
What?
Bro, I used to do that as a kid. No cap.
Nah, for real.
Bro. Once I heard that, slice, nigga.
Slice. Well, I'm gonna watch the cartoon. I'm gonna watch the movie.
I'm gonna watch the movie. They got 1 and 2 on there. You know, they're the best ones. Part 3 came out with that samurai shit. I wasn't feeling that.
Part 3 was
alright,
bro.
Bro,
you talking about?
They had all them black ass dots. Like I was like, these niggas got puberty. What the fuck is this shit? And this thing was retarded. Look at Michelangelo come in China riding a horse backwards. And I'm like, I know this nigga retarded, but he ain't stupid. Now, come on, it's a difference.
I know this nigga retarded, but he ain't stupid.
What the fuck?
Retarded is a racist word right now.
Oh my lord. Is they worse? Oh, what? Is racist? Oh, all right, this is worse. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
LGBTQRSTUV. What they got going? They added another letter. I'm just trying to be sure. I always say nothing crazy.
I don't know what else word is out there.
Jesus, well you can't see. I'll be wanting to crack a joke on Instagram. Like,
man, I don't be giving a fuck you.
Oh shit, boy, we gonna have to swap these a lot of shit to each other. Oh shit.
My shit dying anyway. Get ready to wrap it up.
Shit, I don't know. I think I'm gonna beat a nigga ass. I done fucked up. I knew it.
What happened?
I fucked up. Fucked up. God damn it. Yep. I did that. See, when you back tap the button twice on your iPhone.
We back.
Hey.
Goddamn me.
It's your boy Bandito.
B Glock Reeves. Snipes.
Andy. Oh yeah, we in here. 32. Cash.
The spot.
We in the spot. You know what I'm talking about? Vibing out. My guy. You know what I'm saying?
You know how that goes.
Bro. So today is a new day.
They looking at the Chicago Bulls right now.
What about the Chicago Bulls?
The fucking dynasty.
Are they?
Jordan, Pippen, Robin.
I mean, that was then.
I mean.
That's the coach. That's the best trio right there.
Ooh.
Basketball wise?
Best trio.
Jordan, Pippen, and Robin. I mean, Tim Duncan, Parker, and Kobe.
I was just going to say the Spurs don't get enough credit, bro.
But it's like, Spurs ran shit too.
They wasn't.
They were boring. Dominant. No, they were
play,
boring.
They play boring basketball. That's why nobody cares about them. This nigga Tim Duncan has 5 rings, and he's not even in the GOAT conversation.
His style is lax.
It's boring basketball, but
it's basketball.
Niggas got 5 rings, bro. That's what everybody's
it's
basing
basketball.
Everybody basing this GOAT talk on rings and shit.
You can't even say that because some of the people that is in the GOAT category ain't even.
Robert Ory got 7. He got more than Jordan.
Mm-hmm. I see Duncan's the best power forward to ever play the game. I'll give him that.
Could you say that, though?
Yeah.
You going to take him over Anthony Davis right now in the Bronx?
I mean,
Anthony ain't even
don't
touched
forget
his.
Dirk, too.
Dirk
revolutionized Dirk, the game.
Dirk, as far as scoring,
got an asterisk. Because Dirk could give you 50, but he gonna give away 60. Dirk ain't playing on defense. He revolutionized offense, but defense.
I can give you that. So as far as power forwards, what would you rank? Because I still give it to Timmy, just because Timmy got the hardware. I believe he got the MVP too.
I think he got all 5 MVPs. If I'm mistaken.
Regular season MVP, I think he got that. I'm not sure. I think.
Damn, did he win?
Dennis Rodman
from the finals.
Nah, Dennis Rodman wasn't no power forward, was he?
He was.
Oh shit, I don't know. Dennis Rodman.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just biased because he's a nigga hooping for my team right now. But the nigga Anthony Davis
is cold.
Are you a Lakers fan?
What,
my nigga?
When LeBron go, I go. LeBron,
oh man,
LeBron can go hoop for the fucking Phoenix Suns, and I'm going for the Phoenix
Lakers
Suns.
Lakers fan
man.
To LeBron fan.
Hey, if LeBron retires the Lakers, I will retire a Laker fan with him, and I'm gonna stay with the Lakers.
Listen,
I respect that.
I was a Lakers fan until the Bean left. Once Kobe left,
I was a Lakers fan before I even start watching LeBron. But when Kobe start that snitching shit. Couldn't fuck with them no more.
Some of our favorite rappers done snitched and we don't even know it.
I do not.
Nah, we know.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Nah,
oh, fuck
no. Nah, we know. We know.
That nigga's out. You know Gunna snitched?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You seen the video?
And I don't listen to Buddy music.
I've never been a fan of Gunna, bro.
I can't listen to that song. He be with Chris Brown. Like, the moment his verse comes on, it's like,
It's like,
you told.
If I listened to Gunna, it's because he was on a song with somebody.
Verse, skip.
To who?
If I listen to Gunna, it's because he was on a song with somebody.
Like that song with Lil Baby?
He got a song with 21 Savage. I like, he on the hook of that hoe. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G-Wagon. Y'all niggas doing that big cap or something like that.
Can we get to the rappers saying the alphabets and not really saying nothing after they
like money bag?
Like, yeah!
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I'm riding with the K.
Yeah,
nigga,
I'm
you like, skipped so many alphabets, nigga.
What? So, like, how did we get from there to riding? This
dude
here.
But that nigga tape is hard.
Oh, yeah.
21 Savage had the best version of it, I think. When he just said A, B, C, D, E, F, G wagon, y'all niggas doing their big capping.
Who said some alphabet shit that was just crazy?
Eminem.
I don't think nothing's gonna top this dumb shit money back just
yeah.
Cause that, I mean,
yeah, that
we
was,
knew where you was going with it, but it didn't go hard.
Yeah.
But the song is good.
Yeah.
Just a fucked up bar.
He went the wrong way on the right of way. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. That, but it's alright. I'm listening. Low key,
Well, not low key, but I fuck with Travis Scott and Jack Boys, that shit. I was surprised. I was very surprised.
You say you fuck with Travis Scott and what?
It's called Jack Boys. Mm. It's a Jack Boys tape and Travis Scott.
Well, I heard this Lil Tuzi song.
That nigga is slept on. Million views on YouTube every time, and nobody talk about him in the city. I don't get it.
Nah, people talk about Tuzi.
Yayo got some good shit, but I think Tuzi better.
Well, see, the only thing with Tuzi is, I'm pretty sure Tuzi can sign a deal.
Tuzi don't have no antics.
Yeah, he ain't out here doing dumb shit.
That's
but
a good thing.
He got a song like with Freddie called R.P. Uncle Cholos.
I haven't got to listen to it yet.
Man, that whole Freddie killed that whole. I ain't gonna even lie.
Man, that new song Freddie dropped is not it.
Which one?
Big Trap. That hoe is not.
Nigga, I'm Big Trap. Nigga, I'm Big Trap.
That hoe is not the one. Now that Guardian Angel, that motherfucker hard.
Yeah.
What about Guardian Angel hard?
Man,
hold up,
man.
I ain't fucking with
that one
either.
I mean, bro, that hoe hard. That hoe hard for the city.
That's a good start off. That was a good start off.
That's something you can ride to.
Yeah. You know,
but that Lil Tuzi song, Freddie actually killed that. I was surprised with his. Not saying Freddie don't go hard, but his bars in that song, I was like, okay, you can tell this nigga been rapping.
Freddie improved like a motherfucker. Yeah. From the beginning, I really didn't like none of his shit.
I think him seeing where Yellow Beezy at.
But Yellow Beezy not even really it with the bars.
Yeah, Yellow know how to make a hit like a bitch.
He melodic than a motherfucker.
That's the difference of hitmaker.
It's called R.I.P. Uncle.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I had to go straight there.
It's on YouTube. Half Pint posted it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Half Pint artist. Or he managed it.
Bro, I was playing Call of Duty online with Half Pint the other day. Random ass game.
Yeah.
I just checked this shit. This shit said Half Pint fams and Lil Runny Mother Elf.
Yeah.
I'm like, ain't this a bitch?
You win.
Shit, we was all on teams.
Oh, that's bad.
That was some shit.
That's some shit. Too bad y'all on PlayStation.
I should have an Xbox pretty soon, bro.
No, but low key, I'm not gonna lie. The PS5 and the Xbox the
Alphabet Club
2, them hoes.
I just want one.
I would get them both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just want one.
I'm talking about the Xbox, the new ones, the PS5 and Xbox 2. I would get them both.
I don't think you're gonna have to do that because even though they haven't said nothing, I know it's gonna be crossplay.
Mm-hmm.
They testing it out on the Call of Duty and it's working fantastic.
Only difference is
Shinobi Strikers.
Only difference is they already got cross-platform games.
Yeah, on the Call of Duty, that hoe is amazing. I get to play with my Xbox partners, be tearing their ass up.
Man, wait till
I
get on there.
Yeah, you don't want nothing to do with me on the Call of Duty.
I be seeing you fellas, and I be like, okay, I see. See, I'm going to have to watch out for a few niggas.
Yeah, I'm nice on that card, man.
So, let me get a little bit. Let me handle this Shinobi Strikers business. Then I'll be over there. Let me see.
Chime, a mobile bank account, and debit card.
Ads.